Hello and welcome to, I don't know what episode this is, one of the episodes of If Then Because, and we are illegally playing Men at Work, an Australian rock band, because this is the much promised episode, which I'm sure a lot of people are holding their breath for, of Vegemite. Okay, let's, it is a great song, but let's turn the song down. So, there we go with the ums again. We've been off air for a while because season one ended, even though we didn't tell anybody. It didn't really, it just took a small break. Thank you to all the people who got in touch and asked where the new episodes were. It made me feel pretty good. So here we are back to discuss Vegemite. So let's just jump right into it, and then we'll talk about all kinds of exciting and other stuff. First of all, this episode was supposed to be done with a good friend of mine named Robbie B. I don't want to, all the paparazzi to get after him, so I won't give his full name. But for whatever reason, he was over and we didn't do this episode. I brought it up to him, and then he said he had to use the bathroom, and that was it. We never talked about it again. So Robbie B, if you're listening, we're having a glass of bourbon without you. So Vegemite. What is Vegemite? So Vegemite, if you've ever seen it, it's a dark brown kind of liquid. It's made by taking a brewer's yeast, which is left over from brewing beer, and that's combined with salt, malt extract from barley, vegetable extract, and then B vitamins, and you get this paste called Vegemite. So it's a very popular item in Australia, and it's used in lots of dishes. I think the most common is they take a piece of bread, spread some butter on there, and then spread a thin, not too thick layer of Vegemite. They also use it on things like spaghetti, avocado on toast, cheese scrolls, which I'm assuming is another Australian word, beef stews and soups, grilled cheese and tomato toast, and even in chocolate. So you're gonna have to bear with me too. excuse me, I'm nursing a cold this week because I didn't consume enough Vegemite apparently. So the health benefits there, it's rich in vitamin B. And the one article I read said that one teaspoon provides half of an adult's daily requirements for folate and thiamine, which are B vitamins. And folate, if you've ever been pregnant or been with somebody who is pregnant, you'll find out that folic acid, folate, is an important vitamin to take. And I think it's good for everyone, but particularly they encourage it in children and pregnant women. So what is Vegemite? How does it taste? Well, I ordered some off Amazon.ca, and I think it came from Australia because it took like 2 weeks to get here. It smells a little yeasty, almost like if you've had it's gonna come to me. Yeast, nutritional yeast. If you've had nutritional yeast, it's similar. That smell is kind of similar. And it tastes like somebody described it as malty saltiness, and that's exactly what it tastes like. Kind of bitter. It's a little bit very umami. And if you haven't heard of umami, I learned this a couple years ago, not that long ago. So we know the other flavors. We know there's sweet, there's sour, there's bitter, there's salty. Well, there's a fifth flavor. And if you didn't know this, you're missing out on your culinary knowledge. And it's umami. So, of course, it's a Japanese word. So foods that are strong in umami, these include broths, gravies, soups, shellfish, fish and fish sauces, tomatoes, mushrooms, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, meat extract, yeast extract, like your Vegemite, cheeses, and soy sauce. So I know for me, a big fan of that umami, that Japanese flavor. Well, it's not just Japanese, but a lot of Japanese food includes that umami flavor. So then there's the connection. I think where it all started was to the song from Men at Work that we opened with, the song Down Under. So that song talks about a Vegemite sandwich. And where did that come from? Well, the band is Australian, so they're very... lost my train of thought. They're very... you know, into Australian foods. I don't know why that was so complicated to say. And the story for the song, it's sort of based on a true story. So let's see if I get this right. So Vegemite sandwich is a gift from a threatening looking Belgian baker who turns out to be a fellow friendly Aussie far from home. And apparently this is a true story. The sandwich gifter was from Brunswick, Melbourne, according to the song's writer and lead vocalist Colin Hay of Men at Work. So yeah, he was kind of in a strange land, you know, feeling homesick or whatever. And then he just, how does the lyric actually go? Is it, he just turned and gave me a Vegemite sandwich, or he just made me a Vegemite sandwich? Anyway, it's a great song. If you don't have that song on your work and mix or somewhere in your musical library, you're missing out. So that's it. That's the story. Oh wait. Oh no, that's the update. So that's it for Vegemite. So it's the history of Vegemite. It's good for you. It's worth trying. I got it for this podcast, and I've been eating it ever since. I've been spreading it on crackers, eating it with a bit of cheese. It's delightful. It's an acquired taste, but it's delightful. So there's an update to the show moving forward. We're going to change the format of the show a little bit. We've been answering just kind of random questions, mostly that I've been generating. We've had some input from others, but we're gonna move away from that a little bit. So what we're gonna move into is more discussing commonly held beliefs. Now, you'll find in life that you believe something, or I believe something, or society believes something, and we believe it not because we know it to be true, well, we think it's true, but because it's one time somewhere somebody told us that, and those things stick. And there's all kinds of examples of this sort of thing. And one we're going to talk about, probably start out with, is a lot of people believe MSG in Chinese food makes you sick. And we're going to dive into that and the science behind it. And we're going to poke some holes in things that you've always just believed to be true, because that's the way we hear it. That's the way we spread information. So that's going to be the new format focus of the show. It's still going to be If Then Because. I'm still going to host it. Maybe one day I'll even get a co-host. Who knows? That's the dream. So that's it. I'm not going to ask for any thumbs up or whatever, because I don't know. I don't even know if that makes a difference. So have yourselves a good night. I hope you enjoyed this this episode on Vegemite. And by all means, get yourself a Vegemite sandwich. And that is If Then Because out.